You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So a slice of the conversation about tax cuts actually started online at thetakeaway.org, and it's continuing there. This $250,000 income bracket. Is it meaningful? Does it say that you're rich? Does it say that you're middle class? Who is rich? Who is middle class? Beverly from Westchester, New York, writes to our site, $250,000 is not rich, but it's enough to be comfortable with two kids in a modest home and take maybe a vacation each year, save for college, and buy an okay car. Hey, count your blessings there, Beverly. But it's not rich where I live, and I don't make nearly that much. We only earn $150,000, and it's a struggle.
Yeah, it matters what the cost of living is where you live.
In Miami, a listener texts us, I say you're rich if you own a second home or drive a Mercedes. $100,000 or so ought to get you all three, depending on where you live.
I don't know about that.
Cost of living.
Yeah.
My husband and I, actually, you can buy condos in Miami for pocket change. So cost of living is a term of art. My husband and I, says Sarah, bring in about $75,000 together. That's with two kids and spending and sending some to help family abroad. We definitely struggle. But paradise is all in your perception. Downsize the stuff and really live life.
And remember, Sarah, we had that study that said once you reach $75,000, you know, you won't get any happier. Money won't make you any happier.
This Detroit area listener tells us that it doesn't really matter what rich means. What matters is getting out of the red ink. That'll make you happy. Keep the conversation going at thetakeaway.org.